This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Happy Monday, folks. Happy first day of October. We have many more days, look at the calendar, until this 2012 campaign is over on November 6th, Election Day. We've got the debates ahead of us. Have you been listening to all the programs and profiles of the debate surrogates that each one of the campaigns have? They each have their stand-ins for Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. Between Saturday Night Live and all the campaign candidate surrogates, we've got like three or four shadow governments here in the United States right now, between now and November 6th anyway. It's the critical month of October, and for the candidates, these are the most dramatic weeks. But voting has been going on for well over a week already. That's right. Well, you know that. Early voting began 11 days ago in Idaho and South Dakota. We have put out the call here on The Takeaway. We want the first voter in America. We want them on this program, the number one, first at the polls, the very first USA data point for 2012. The Dixville Notch Human, call them. You know those people in New Hampshire who vote at midnight? I'm so bored with them. They aren't even close to first anymore. That's right. With the early voting in America in 2012, in total 32 states and Washington, D.C. allow early voting. Jerry Bloomer of Hot Springs, South Dakota, you might be much closer to being the actual first voter in America. What time did you head into the Fall River County Auditor's Office there on September 21st, Jerry?
I believe it was about 9:30 in the morning.
Well, that's it. We called the auditor's office. They remember you, and they couldn't confirm that you were the first, but they said you had to be pretty close.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to get in there on the first day within the first couple of hours?
Well, it was mostly by happenstance. I was downtown on other business. And I, of course, had intended to vote early, and I thought, you know, that must be starting pretty quick. So I went to the auditor's office and asked if the voting was open. They said yes, so I did.
All right, so this is the 21st of September at 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time. And if anyone can beat Jerry Bloomer, who voted at about 9:30 Mountain Time on September 21st, at the Fall River County Auditor's Office in South Dakota, you call 877-8-MY-TAKE. Now, can I ask who you voted for, Jerry?
Well, I've been a pretty much a lifelong Democrat, so it wasn't really hard to make up my mind. I voted for President Obama. I really am upset by the trend in American politics. You know, we seem to be has such a sharp divide that we're at each other's throats. And I would much rather that our candidates would talk about what they are going to do and not what the other guy is bad about.
How many elections have you voted in?
I've voted in every presidential election since 1960.
1960. Well, Jerry Bloomer, you just might be the first voter in the United States of America in the 2012 campaign. We will find out. We're asking people all over the country to call if they can beat you, 9:30 Mountain Time on September 21st. Jerry, good luck and thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Jerry Bloomer, 74 years old, never missed a presidential election. He was responding, of course, to a call out we did with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're on a mission to find that very first person who voted in the 2012 election. So if you're out there in Idaho or South Dakota and you think you might be the first American voter, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. If you think you're the first voter in your own state, give us a call. We can do an early voter Hall of Fame 2012 album for each of the 32 states in the district. 32 people, possible candidates in each of the early voting states. So with early voting already on the way, dozens more states to open their polling stations soon. Some questions about how this whole system works and how important early voting might be this year. And, of course, we go to Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, early voting, have you voted yet?
I have not.
But early voting is possible at in the District of Columbia, right?
It is. 32 states and the District of Columbia have some form of early voting. It's different in every state. Of course, John, we have this patchwork in America where state laws govern the elections. But 32 states have what's defined as early voting, which usually means in person. You can go to a place, you can vote early. In a couple of states, that's in an actual voting booth. They'll set it up and you can just vote. Other places, they'll hand you an absentee ballot. You fill it out in person, seal it, give it back to the clerk. It's a little different from absentee voting. voting, which exists in all 50 states to some extent. And in some states, absentee voting is kind of a proxy for early voting. Some states you have to provide a valid excuse like I'm out of the country or I'm disabled, I can't get to the polls, or I'm pregnant or sick. Other places you don't really need an excuse. You just say, give me an absentee ballot and they'll give it to you. Yes, you're absentee voting, but you're also early voting.
And you don't have to prove that you're an absentee. All you have to do is be, obviously, a registered voter. Is that right, Todd?
That's absolutely correct. Some places ask for a valid excuse. Some places ask for no excuse at all to vote absentee.
How big of a chunk of the electorate is this early voting constituency here? And, of course, it's bipartisan, so it's not really a constituency. It's just people who like to be early.
Well, it is a constituency in some ways because of the way the campaigns have done this, and they're trying to change it. It's a huge chunk, John. One-third fully of all voters in 2008 voted early, and the reason why I say it's been a constituency is because Barack Obama blew him out of the water in 2008 in terms of capturing early voters. It's a big deal because you get people to vote, you can target them, and Barack Obama was even traveling around the country targeting his campaign appearances state to state as early voters. Voting came online at different places. He would get out there and say, leave this rally and go vote. And you know what? People were doing it. It was highly effective. The McCain campaign and the Republicans knew that they got worked on early voting in 2008.
Kidding.
And things are changing. So a full third of people voted early in 2008, as I said. That is changing largely. That's expected to go way up even in this election. And the Romney campaign has changed strategies. They know they lost on this in 2008, and they're really trying to up their absentee voting outreach. And here's the advantage. One, you can target the people you want to target. For some campaigns, that might be the base, right? The people who we know want to vote for us. For others, it might be the people who might not vote on election day, and you can try to convince them to vote the way you want. And so that's what the campaigns are doing. And the last advantage, John, is this. Once you get somebody to vote early, you don't have to do outreach anymore. You don't have to call them anymore. Cross them off your list, and you don't have to spend money on them anymore. And if you're one of those people out there who's sick of getting called on the phone, vote, because they won't call you anymore if you do it.
Early voting, critical in the electorate and in the swing states. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
Pleasure.
This is The Takeaway.